All right, our final presentation today is on the temporal variability of spectral reflectance and estimated canopy cover of cotton plants supporting early detection of potential boll weevil infestations. A background on this issue is that fruiting cotton plants can serve as potential hosts for boll weevils. And yet, timely notification of these fields, it was just mentioned in the previous presentation that on occasion, planted fields may not be reported in a timely manner to the eradication program. And that's needed in order to map and trap the fields and expedite eradication. In this study, the fact of the remaining remnant population in South Texas. However, airborne multispectral images can be acquired to efficiently survey large crop production areas. And one of the tools using multispectral imagery is a parameter known as the Green Normalized Difference Vegetation Index, or GNDVI, which can be derived from the multispectral data to estimate plant development. We had a Cessna 206 fixed-wing aircraft that was flown as a remote sensing platform in the Brazos Valley of central Texas. We operated two nadir-oriented or downward-looking digital cameras. They're 20 megabyte visible and near-infrared cameras. One is a standard off-the-shelf visible, meaning red, green, and blue, wave bands, and the other has a broadband near-infrared filter, so it only records near-infrared wave band. When this aircraft is flown at 305 meters altitude, we acquire 10-centimeter ground pixels, so that gives you an idea of the spatial resolution that we're able to obtain in these flights, and all the data that will be reported was collected from flights at 305 meters above ground level. We had two different survey areas. One were experimental cotton plots at the University Farm in Burleson County, Texas. The other were actually, I'll be reporting on six production cotton fields along Highway FM 50 in Burleson County. These were approximately 5 to 10 miles away from our experimental study site. In each field or in each plot, we sampled 10 random plants per plot. We measured the plant height, width, node count, and growth stage. When the images were acquired, so we had two cameras on board the aircraft, and the images had to be rectified so that we could overlay the spectral band information and would obtain information on the red, green, blue, and near-infrared wave bands. We then used the near-infrared and green bands to derive the GNDVI, which is the ratio of the difference between near-infrared and green and the sum of the near-infrared and green. And then we regressed the mean plant width within these fields or plots with the mean GNDVI value within the plots and fields. So our results, first of all, at our experimental plots, going all the way from 7th of May, and these fields were planted on the 15th of April. So we're trying to, our goal is to actually try to determine these cotton, or detect these cotton plants from airborne remote sensing as early as we can so that that information can be reported to the eradication program so that they could deploy traps in a timely manner. So, our data extended from the 7th of May to the 2nd of July. Because of space, I had to use a footer here, or footnote, to indicate these growth stages. But we see that on the 4th of June, We were at 88% pinhead stage, so we had not gotten to match head stage in those fields at all. We had an associated GNDVI of 0.307. Our plant width was 23 centimeters and 9 nodes. The conditions we had last year, we had a very cold and wet spring when the plants were planted. The growth was very delayed, and it shows in these early samples. So again, I want to make note that on the 4th of June, that would be a date if we could detect the cotton with a very high accuracy at that time, we would be in good shape to alert the eradication program. However, in the production fields, we had quite a range. Again, part of this was because of the cold planting conditions, but we had quite a range. On the 23rd of May, we still had only up to pinhead squares in the field, but by the 30th of May, we already had some tags showing up in at least some of the fields. We ranged from 70% pinhead to 30% tag, and the GNDVI value was much lower, so it varied a bit from our experimental plot. I just want to show you what that temporal pattern looked like to compare GNDVI and the plant width, and you see that I was mentioning about June 4th at the experimental plots, the plants were roughly 25 centimeters. And the GNDVI was, it pretty much mapped that out, and after which the GNDVI tended to flatten out, whereas the plant growth really started to take off at that point. For the production fields, we only carried it through to June 19th. We see that we had some plants that were much larger than what we had seen on the experimental plots. For whatever reason, with the planting and the protection of the crop in the early stage being different from what it was at our experimental plots, we had much faster growth in those production fields. Looking at the linear regression of GNDVI versus plant width, so this is trying to establish a predictor of again, when the plants were on June 4th at the experimental plot, when they were at a GNDVI of about 0.3, this would be about the size of a plant that would be the earliest that we could probably, or the latest that we could detect a plant to still be of value to the eradication program before the fields were already fruiting. At the production fields, we had a shallower slope, and the other aspect was here between a 0.2 and 0.3 GNDVI, there's a gap that I really, at this time, I can't account for. I don't know the reason why, since we were sampling every week, why we would have had a gap of that for that parameter in such a short amount of time. We don't have a continuous path. As you see, we have a smaller correlation coefficient. We explained 80% of the variance in the experimental field, but when we brought in six different production fields, our R-square dropped down to 0.64. So in summary, the GNDVI is one parameter that could be used to account for variation of the mean plant width and could be used to detect when a plant, cotton plant, is at a certain growth stage or size. And this information would be useful for the eradication program in the event that they were unaware that these fields were present. Between field variation in weeds, soil condition, fertilization, planting date, etc., may account for much of the unexplained variation in mean plant width. One thing I want to mention here is in using the GNDVI, this does not, it's basically a vegetation index. We were not separating cotton from weeds. In our experimental field, in one of our plots, we had one particular plot that the weeds, we actually did not manage the weeds well in that very early season, and subsequently we did take it out. But by using a different type of parameter, like the linear spectral and mixing, or any way that you actually key in and try and have an absolute reflectance value for or range for a particular either soil, cotton, other crops, and weeds, we would be able to separate that out a little bit better than this particular index. Again, as I said, I don't have an explanation at this time for the gap when the GNDVI ranged from 0.2 to 0.3. And I believe that timely area-wide detection of pre-fruiting cotton will aid the eradication program, especially in South Texas where this is a problem of unreported fields or even regrowth or volunteer fields coming up, that timely reporting can greatly benefit by the use of airborne remote sensing. And in turn, it will help reduce the incidence of boll weevil populations escaping detection. I'll field any questions. We have a few minutes before 5 o'clock. Questions. All right, with that, we conclude this session, and I thank you for your time. Thanks.